Our next speaker, Christine Newman-Ortiz, the executive director of Voices de la Frontera, fights for immigrants, came to Wisconsin from Austin, Texas, and has mobilized thousands of people to march against unfair legislation, to encourage youth empowerment, to launch the new sanctuary movement, and to take on, for all Wisconsinites, election theft through redistricting, not to mention voter ID. Please welcome Christine Newman-Ortiz.
So it's a real honor for me to be invited here and be here tonight with all of you at this year's annual Fighting Bob Fest, and to speak to the issues that are affecting immigrant workers and families in our state as part of the statewide progressive movement for economic and social justice. As we all know, with this new voter ID law that they are planning to implement for November, that part of the reason Voces de la Frontera was involved with the NAACP is because it's a discriminatory law. In 2004, Voces made the decision that we would commit to mobilizing low-income Latino voters as part of the national strategy to build pressure for immigration reform. And we have done that in every election cycle since 2004. What this law will do is try to take us back to a pre-civil rights era by reintroducing a new form of poll tax for the poor that goes hand in hand with redistricting, gerrymandering, that were the traditional tools to limit the voice of the working poor and to favor the wealthy. Voces de la Frontera is committed to working with other progressive organizations to challenge this law, expose its anti-democratic, racist agenda, and to help motivate and assist our communities to exercise their right to vote. Though we are committed to mobilizing the vote and defending the right to vote, especially for the unemployed, the working poor, students, seniors, and disabled, who are the targets of these attacks, we're also deeply aware that the path to the economic and social justice we seek, especially right now for the immigrant rights movement, cannot hinge solely on an electoral strategy where political parties or the interests of career politicians trumps the needs of our community. The immigrant rights movement in the last 10 years has made significant progress. A majority of the American people support immigration reform. The votes are there in Congress to pass it. Yet time and time again, from both parties, immigrant rights at the national level has been used opportunistically by Washington, and meaningful relief has been delayed. We know this is true under a Democratic administration, and now Republicans have blocked a vote, and Obama has announced that he will delay using executive action to provide relief for immigrants, openly saying it is for political considerations. Immigrant families cannot wait. Every day, ICE complies with a congressional arbitrary quota to fill 32,000 detention beds and deports 1,100 people a day, half of which are placed into for-profit detention centers. Children often witness a parent handcuffed and detained in their home. Women and children battle to pay bills and fight homelessness when a father is detained, and families are emotionally traumatized. Our families cannot wait. I say this that it is so important that we continue to build the statewide progressive movement and that it links up all of the diverse communities, the immigrant rights movement, the rights of African Americans, the disabled, of the working poor, of the middle class that is under attack, that it is critical that we continue to strengthen our networks and that we use social movement strategies to put pressure on the political parties and elected officials. I was involved in a shutdown ICE action where we shut down for half a day and shut down their operation. Churches across the country have announced that they will give sanctuary to immigrants who are facing deportation. We need progressive voices to hold our elected officials accountable. And I want to thank you for the good work that you do for our state. And I want you to know that Voces de la Frontera, myself, we are committed to building a progressive movement and a progressive Wisconsin. And thank you for having us here tonight.
Christine Newman Ortiz, one of the best organizers I ever met.